Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Newell's got the day off. Probably out costumed somewhere celebrating Halloween. I'm Dave Cohen. I'm wearing my talk show host costume. And now we welcome in the voice of your LSU Tigers, Chris Blair, wearing his Voice of the Tigers costume, I'm guessing. Huh, Chris?
Yeah, that's exactly what I have on today, Dave. You nailed it. It's great to be with you again.
Glad you're here. You know, so it's so nice that, you know, when the football team has the bye week, everything's quiet, nothing happens, everyone just gets to relax, and it's just really quiet on the LSU front, right?
Yeah, that would be the complete polar opposite at the moment. Obviously, yes. It's been a very busy week, but I try not to forget my job is simply to get ready for the game, which will happen next Saturday in Tuscaloosa with four games remaining for this team. And, I was paying very close attention to Coach Wilson in his first press conference as interim head coach on Tuesday. We'll get a chance to hear from him again on Monday with the regular game week press conference, and then we'll visit with him next Thursday. And, it's an important four games, and there are people who are certainly in charge of handling all the big picture items. Right now, I'm just kind of focused on getting ready for Alabama and LSU, as you might imagine.
Well, what should we expect from a Coach Wilson-coached LSU football team based on what you've been able to learn about him over the past and now that he has held his first news conference as head coach, and what you're hearing through the team about, what is this going to look like for LSU football?
Well, I think first off, Dave, it starts with him being a player's coach. You can talk to guys who have played for him, guys who were recruited by him to LSU and other spots along the way. And then there's always this, good camaraderie. And I think it was pretty evident this week at practice. You're trying to keep as many distractions away from the players so they can be focused on what the priorities were this week, obviously, during the off week, whether it's extra practice, extra reps, certainly rest and recovery for the final four games of the year, which obviously are going to be tough. So I think it starts there. You saw a number of former players, a host of former players who were at practice earlier this week. And I think that went a long way. I think it was a smart move on Coach Wilson's part to say, hey, guys, you're not alone in this. There is a great legacy of former players from so many different eras that put their blood, sweat, and tears into this program. And they know exactly what you're feeling right now. They've been in your shoes, and they are here today and every day, for that matter, to let you know they are fully in support and are here to help. I think you can't overlook how big that is. I've heard the argument this week that, well, from this point on, if the playoffs are off the table, then LSU's playing with house money. If that's the case, I know a lot of the players said, hey, look, you play this game because you love this game. Don't forget that. So if it's true they're playing with house money, let's go out and let it all hang out and see what kind of noise this team can make. And obviously, as Coach Wilson said, which I also think is important, there are a number of guys who are playing their last year of eligibility in an LSU uniform. They may have ideas of going on to the NFL. You got four games to really change not only the trajectory and the storyline around this 2025 LSU team, but on a more individual level, a chance to make your dreams come true. There's obviously going to be some players who are contemplating going elsewhere if they have eligibility. They obviously want to improve their stock so that any other school or team wants to come their way. I mean, there's so many different levels here, but at the end of the day, I think Coach Wilson's message is paramount. We've got four games to play. The next one is a tough matchup against the fourth-ranked team in the country at their place. We got to go out and fight, and that's what they call them here, the LSU Fighting Tigers. So I'm interested to see how the team responds next week in a pretty tough spot.
Yeah, heading to Alabama is never easy, and then you add in the loss of a head coach and an interim head coach, and as much as I'm sure they'd like to insulate the players from everything, all the chatter, everything that's being talked about out there, all of the politics and all of the analysis and everything else that comes with what we're seeing unfold about the coach and now the athletic director and now a search for replacing both, in this day and age of smartphones and social media, the players are plugged in. They're going to hear about it. They're going to see it. They're going to have it bombarding them just like it is everybody else. And the question is, how do you get them to tune all that out, focus on playing football?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I talk to coaches all the time in all sports. And, you know, we used to ask the question going into a big matchup, do you talk to the team about how big this is and what the ramifications are? Well, that's changed over the last 8 to 10 years, because coaches don't have to do that. To your point, these guys are well aware of all the noise, good, bad, or indifferent, that is out there. So I don't know that it's something that, and again, let me say, I'm sure they have talked about the importance of staying locked into their individual jobs, their individual responsibilities, and the focus to details. I'm not doubting that. But there's no reason to put out an all-out assault on trying to keep them from hearing what's out there. Again, I think the better route is to say you have pride in yourself. You have pride in the three letters on the front of the uniform. But make no mistake, you've got a lot of pride on the name on the back of that uniform for yourself, for your family, for your friends, for your hometowns, all of that. After that, I think it just needs to be, here's how we get better as a football team. Here's how we run the ball more effectively. Here's how we allow our quarterbacks to have time to go through their progressions to find the open man. Here's how our receivers are going to get off defenders. All of that stuff, I think, will be the majority of where their time is spent, and I think that's how you need to handle it.
We're talking with Chris Blair, the voice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Voice of the LSU Tigers here on WWL Radio. And Chris, I don't think we can discount while everything that's happened since that game, there had to be some impact on the team and the players specifically to just come so unraveled in the second half of that battle against Texas A&M. To see the fans leave essentially during the third quarter or fourth quarter, and to have Aggie fans take over their home stadium, and to have the LSU fans silenced, that's got to have some impact on these players.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure it does. Again, I think that was one of the important parts of having those former players come talk to them. There are a number of guys who have seen the highest of highs as an LSU Tiger. There were a number of guys who have seen some low lows. So I think having that perspective is certainly going to help. But I've never seen a third quarter like that. And what I mean by that, I've seen, I've been in this business 30 years, and I've seen, horrible quarters of football in my day. I don't know that I've ever seen one turn so quickly. And I'll say this. I mean, there are a lot of places around the country where you hear complaints about coaches or the results on the field, and yet the stadium continues to be packed. That's a difficult argument to handle when you've got a packed stadium and things aren't going well. I give LSU fans credit. They certainly voted or made their presence known, or lack thereof, with their disapproval. So yeah.
LSU fans leave a game when the Tigers are blowing out an opponent because they want to beat Contraflow, or want to get to the car more quickly, those kinds of things, when it's one of those games where LSU has things well in hand. But I don't recall ever, and I've been here at WWL 28 years, I don't recall ever Tiger fans walking out on their team when they're losing so badly that they have no hope of coming back. So that really was a kind of a dramatic experience, I think, for the entire fan base and for the team.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not going to sit here and say that's exactly why things took place, but it certainly made a very loud statement. Again, there's a couple more home games here, obviously Arkansas and then Western Kentucky out of conference. I really have and I could be wrong, but I really think that you're going to have great home crowds here, because I don't think necessarily what happened Saturday was a reflection of the team or the players. And again, we'll find out, but I think they'll be back here in full fold to support this team, support the guys who are going to put on that uniform and battle not only Alabama on the road and Oklahoma on the road, but they're going to be here to support them when Arkansas and Western Kentucky come to town.
A week from Saturday, when the Tigers go to Alabama, it's kind of the end of an era where this is the annual game against Alabama is coming to an end due to this new permanent opponent kind of lineup. This seems to me to be a game where there should be a whole lot of emotion.
Oh, without question. I mean, again, that's kind of what I've been saying since the announcement came out that we were going to 9 conference games, which I've always been in favor of. The question always, who would be those 3 permanent opponents here in this first iteration, if you will, of the new SEC scheduling? And frankly, I still think there's got to be some television executives somewhere in an office that are not pleased that the LSU-Alabama game, at least for the short term, is not going to be an annual affair, because those always bring eyeballs, certainly over the last 10 to 15 years. Every year it's got multiple storylines, and this one's not going to be all that different. I'm a little surprised by that. I understand. I mean, every team, when they were looking at their 3 permanent opponents, outside of LSU, most every team has a natural built-in rivalry, whether that's geographical or historic. And I'm sure every team is going, hey, look, you can't give me Georgia and you can't give me Tennessee and then throw LSU on top of it. And so I understand the reasoning behind it, but I'm still kind of shocked. But there's going to be plenty of storylines that we've already discussed here in the first couple of minutes of the phone call. That will be plenty for those to sink their teeth into come next week around 6:30.
Yeah, and no doubt the fan base will be ignited for it, will be excited for it, and let's hope that we have 4 great quarters of football. Obviously, we know a lot of the blame for what we saw last week fell on the head coach. Many fans also point fingers of blame frequently at the quarterback, and there have been questions about Garrett Nussmeier and how he's doing physically. What can you tell us about Garrett Nussmeier and where he's at right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think from a standpoint, again, all we can go on is what's released from football. And again, I don't know if the injury here in week number 9 or what would be game number 9 next week, has any indication that it's an injury issue. Now, that's not to say, is he 100%? Are there aches and pains? I that would be total speculation on my part. I think it's more about trying to find a better balance so that you're not relying on your quarterback to have to go into Bryant-Denny Stadium and throw the football 50 times in a game. And I do take note of the fact that Coach Wilson on Tuesday during his first press conference kind of made a real point to say, we're going to run the ball. We are going to run the football. Well, again, running the football is great. You got to find a way to be successful to run the football. There were times in the first half in the last game against Texas A&M where we started to see that a little bit. But as far as Garrett Nussmeier is concerned, do I think he has all of the talent, all of the skill to lead LSU to a 4-0 to finish the regular season? Absolutely. I just think there's got to be a little more, meat in the middle when it comes to what they're asking Garrett to do, what they're asking every position group on the offensive side of the ball to do. Everybody's got to pull a little bit more weight. And that goes to the running backs. That obviously starts with the offensive line. And it's going to start with the receivers. I don't think Garrett Nussmeier is the issue here. We saw what Garrett did last year. Has he played his best? No, I think he'd be the first to admit it. Do I think that Michael Van Buren can give you a switch of gears with a certain drive or a set number of plays? Absolutely. Do I think any of that's off the table moving forward? No, I think everything's on the table. I talked earlier about the players going out and playing, if for nothing else, for their own futures, whether it be to the pros or whether it be to the portal or whatever their plans are. Same thing can be said for these coaches. I don't think they're going to be handcuffed by anything that was previously done simply because they also are auditioning for something somewhere, whether it's here at LSU or whether it's somewhere else. So I think right now in that building, these guys are overturning every single play in the book to see what's going to put Garrett, what's going to put the running backs, what's going to put the defense, everybody in a better spot. There's a carrot out there. There is motivation to be better in all phases, and that goes without question.
And Coach Wilson made it clear that Garrett Nussmeier is the quarterback to start the game against Alabama, right?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what we took away from the teleconference call on the SEC yesterday. I know that made news, but I don't know that that is awfully surprising. And nothing will surprise me next Saturday at Bryant-Denny Stadium, depending on who's under center at what given time, depending on down, distance, and situation in the game.
Chris Blair, the voice of your Tigers. Anything else you want to share with us on this quiet, nothing happening in LSU football bye week?
I picked the wrong week to cancel that trip to Barbados. That's the only thing that I can say at the very moment. I've been here all week, going to be here all weekend, looking forward to enjoying some time with the family tonight and tomorrow, watching some college football. And then we'll crank back up and get it going on Monday.
All right. Seems there's been more of the tricks than treats for LSU football the last few days. Let's hope we can switch that around after this Halloween. Happy Halloween to you and yours. I hope you have fun, whatever it is that you and the family are going to be doing. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week and hearing you call the LSU-Alabama game.
Thank you, Dave, as always. Have a great weekend yourself, and everybody have a safe and fun Halloween.
Thank you, Chris. Chris Blair, the voice of the Tigers here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. Well, we'll talk about a team that is playing this weekend. When we come back, we're going to get the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, in here as the New Orleans Saints travel out to Los Angeles now as 14.5-point underdogs. Wow. Is there any chance? We'll see what Mike Haas thinks after this on WWL. They are changing quarterbacks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.